Over the weekend, state officials announced the first case of Omicron detected in Indiana. Nationwide, the highly infectious variant is already spreading much faster than health officials anticipated. SideFX Public Media's Carter Barrett spoke with Marion County Health Director Dr. Virginia Kane about what Indianapolis residents should expect going into the holidays.
What are we hearing about and seeing in Indianapolis hospitals?
So right now, we are definitely seeing a surge of hospitalizations in Marion County, but roughly we're averaging about 460 some cases a day of COVID-19. Now, all of them doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be hospitalized. But one of the things that's interesting in Marion County that we're experiencing is that we're having a significant number of hospitalizations related to chronic diseases. So your heart attacks, your strokes, asthmatic attacks, other chronic disease conditions that are contributing significantly to our hospitalizations. And so although we're seeing a mild surge in hospitalizations related to COVID-19, and now we're seeing more hospitalizations for chronic diseases that I think was a result of people not undergoing their regular medical care. And so that's our concern. So we're probably somewhere around the level of about 80% capacity.
I'm sure you're aware that in other U.S. cities, I mean, Omicron is spreading like wildfire. I mean, should Indianapolis residents assume that it's already here in the city?
Oh, yes, I would definitely say, we're just a plane ride away. So I think the assumption is that we probably already have some cases already in Indianapolis. I would not be surprised at that because of our airplane travel, and it's the holidays. So we're going to see a significant number of holiday travel, and it's clear that the number one most important critical tool they can use to prevent community spread is not only to get vaccinated, fully vaccinated, but if you had your vaccination back 6 months earlier, you are now eligible for a booster shot.
And Indianapolis's vaccination rate, it varies a lot by zip code. I mean, what would you say to those zip codes where we're only seeing like a low 40% vaccination rate?
Well, I think what's more important besides those zip codes, I think we got to look at the age groups of who are not being vaccinated. Over 50, probably around about 54% of our cases are in individuals 18 to 24 years of age. So what's happening is we think is that a significant number of them have no symptoms. Are they thinking, oh, I just got a common cold? They are not aware that they're infecting others, and they can put those individuals, can put them at risk unknowingly. So I think that's the thing we have to be careful of. But for those zip codes that have low vaccination rates, we can end this epidemic. You know, we can go back to having a normal life where we don't have to worry about wearing masks. We don't have to worry about the social distancing. But we can't do it without everybody's help.
Going into the holiday weekend, is there anything else you would want people to be aware of? I mean, especially, like you mentioned, these younger people who aren't vaccinated and may have asymptomatic infections, should they consider getting a COVID-19 test before gathering with their friends and family?
Oh, I think that's a great idea, Carter, that, you know, if you're not going to get vaccinated and you're going to a gathering, definitely consider getting these home testing kits that are available. Having a large gathering, get yourself tested 48 hours prior to the event. Always have that hand sanitizer on you. You definitely want to wash your hands frequently. Have that spare mask around and social distance. And listen, you're going to host a Christmas party at your house. You need to ask, are the folks coming to your house, are they vaccinated? And if they're not vaccinated, you need to make sure that they're tested within 48 hours and you have the results before you let them in your house.
it can be kind of an awkward conversation, right? But
worthwhile,
I don't think it's awkward right now. I mean, hey, you are trying to save the lives of the people in your household. They should be the most important persons for you. So if you have relatives, you have friends that don't have that same level of concern, it could cost somebody's life in your household. There's nothing wrong with asking somebody their status and just say, hey, I'd love to have you. Would you be willing to be tested 48 hours before coming into my home if you're not vaccinated?